Babes, wake up now. I smell something outside.
Grease trap man does only do grease traps.
Nah, trouble not your heart, my love.
Don't forget, the sister company is Septic Solutions, so they do more than that.
Wait, you mean them does do everything?
Girl, they're on top of everything. Cleaning and pumping wells. And don't forget, cleaning septic tanks too. Squeaky clean, man.
I hear you.
And if the manhole block up with feces, they can clean that too. They have these cameras that just look through the line, just peek through and see if everything clean and clear, along with a technique called hydrojetting, so that everything could be brand new. Let's go back to sleep and call them in the morning.
Yes. Mwah, mwah. I love you. You always got the right solutions, my sweet doo-doo.
Call 283-2959. Septic Solutions and the Grease Trap Man. Two companies, one vision.
Good morning. It is 9 o'clock in Barbados and across the Eastern Caribbean. Friday, February the 20th, 2026. And let's talk to this man who had me very interesting. You don't need it. You don't need it. You don't need it. A very interesting conversation in December, I think it was. It was December, Romano?
Yes.
Romano Brandman, the Grease Trap Man, Septic Solutions, Inc. And I was never so, I was just enraptured and horrified at the same time. So it is good to have you back. That is a statement, exclamation mark. But then it also follows with, is it good to have you back? After all that trauma.
It is. It is. Good morning, Barbados. Thanks, Carol, for having me back.
Yes.
Yeah, it's necessary. Sometimes we don't like it, but it's necessary.
Yes, definitely.
It tastes awful, but it works.
All right, Mr. Buckley, is that I'm going to call you from now on. All right. So let's go from the beginning as it relates. Well, there's no real beginning, because all of us at some point in time, we lived in a house or we worked in, because what you do impacts individuals, as in homes, apartments, houses. It impacts the commercial side of things, businesses. When you think about the septic solutions, oftentimes, let me just get real dirty. You go in the toilet, you flush, it disappears. At least
that's
you
it.
Think so.
Exactly.
Talk to me about the importance of getting knowledge from people like you as it relates to keeping our homes safe, sanitary, and getting these checks done.
Yeah, definitely. You know, as you said correctly, Carol, that most people think, you know, you flush it down the toilet and it's gone. But the fact of the matter, it isn't. It's still there. The acids are still there. They change form, but they're always there. So whatever you use, it goes somewhere, you know. And when we talk about our systems with the wells, then you have the limestone, then it finds its way back to the sea. So it's always around you when we go into the sea as well. So that's really to the end of the story. Right? But by then it's all filters and stuff like that. But there's a reality that a lot of this stuff that we use end up in places that we still go. So when we're talking about maintenance of our homes, of our septic systems, we're really speaking about our health.
Right.
And that's something I'll mention today, because we're having so many people with health issues that I am noticing that is related back to septic smells. Just last week, 2 weeks ago, another problem with a commercial building. I'm probably going to stress on that today, where there was a design flaw in the system. So we redirected the lines into the well to take some of the gases that were tying back in to the ACs. Mm-hmm. But after we did that, some work was done to the AC units, and they left some stuff not put back together that caused that odor to pretty much go back into the building. So
right.
People were being sick in there. And we hear this on the news. We hear about the schools, you know, some people are ill at the school and they smell and you shut this down. But we don't look at the amount of effect of the productivity that we lose. And then you have children out of a school. Mm. It's just a fact. It doesn't end there. It's this long effect of issues that we pretty much have when we don't pay attention to it. So my advice always, is you can give us a call at the end of the segment. Hopefully anyone that have any questions today, or they can send it in, that we can answer them for them today.
Yeah. So let me give the WhatsApp number quickly. 266-4862. If you have any questions for Romano, and I'm sure you will, you can send them there. We may be able to take in a call or so before 9:15.
Right. So basically, one of the things that we encourage people just to know You know, we hear something, know your status, know this. We have, you know, breast cancer awareness and the different things. So just to know so that you're settled. If you're having an odor in your home, get it checked out, mm-hmm. right? There are many different methods we can use to find where that is, right down to smoke detection. Because sometimes what we found, even in construction, Carol, this one will kind of shock you, is that sometimes even when the plumbing was being done for the building, the guys maybe didn't connect those pipes in the walls.
Oh.
It gets crazy.
Wow.
We've had to do a smoke test, couldn't find a smoke, and realize it was coming through the walls. You had to open the walls and reconnect those pipes. So the person always had a smell as long as their house was built, and it was coming from the walls. I'm sorry, Carol, to do that.
My goodness. Yeah. And that's why you need to be so careful when it comes to having contractors and everything. Get the right ones and get it done right the first time, because it could cost you even more.
Definitely,
after.
Definitely. So some people do call us, some people do call us to say, hey, Mr. Blemmon, can you come and make sure that my contractor have everything in place? And mm-hmm. we don't necessarily like that, because if our contractors know what they're doing, they have their own teams, they have mm-hmm. their well diggers, they have their own plumbers, they have. So to me, it's like, you know, but just to reassure, yeah.
What do you find tends to happen? There are some buildings from schools to churches to homes, they've been around for a long time, and some of them, there's been no work done on the original wells that they have, mm-hmm. even though we should look at it. Do you find that's a major problem, and what can we do?
Do, up to yesterday, one of our guys were dealing with an old plantation, and back then there weren't any regulations. So mm-hmm. the old guys, they blessed them, they're excellent. They're strong, and they did some stuff, but they didn't have, like, talk about the permits. How did they do it, you mm-hmm. know? So basically we have a lot of that. So sometimes, and one of the challenges is that sometimes they didn't do things the right way. So some of those buildings that haven't had stuff for a long time, it only shows up when they have a problem. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. If it's working, don't fix it. I'm one that sticks to that. But for me, just to know. And sometimes when we go, we find that the well was so close to collapsing, and it just wasn't the pipelines. Because when you go back, you have different pipelines in different periods of time. Remember mm-hmm. the gray pipes that mm-hmm. you don't see them anymore, the English grays in the 70s, and you go back, you have the asbestos pipes, you go back, you have the metal. So a lot of those old properties have metal, and then we would obviously put back like newer pipings and stuff. But what mm-hmm. I've found with those is that those wells, because of soft stone and not having steel, a lot of those old wells didn't have the proper steel, and people drive on them and stuff, and it's so close to disaster. And we're always an advocate for, please, year after year, we see people falling in wells, and we're mm-hmm. like, God, thank you for not letting them die. But there's a real reality that we must pay attention to well, even modern wells, right? Because everybody builds it different, and they may not put concrete in each block hole, put steel, enough steel. You know, guys might be skimming back some of the material. All kind of things happen. So you want to make sure that you're not playing on wells, you're not jumping on them. You know, have your nice kitchen garden. Carol, hold your kitchen garden out and talk to you well.
Nope.
You
know? No, not at all.
You know, one of the craziest experiences we have in Christchurch was that a person's sofa was on the well. People do property extensions. And when we went into the house, they were like, the grease rat is there. So we had to move the TV because they extend the house and they didn't move those things outside. If you're going to do modifications to your house, let me say this now, Barbados, if you're doing modifications to your house, I know something might skim and not go to town country planning, which mm-hmm. is not the right way, but just make sure your septic systems are on the outside, not in mm-hmm. bedrooms.
Don't build on top of them, basically.
I know it's expensive, extra cost to put back in a new well, but you can't sit down and watch TV with a sofa on top of a well, a 25-foot well. That's the craziest, well, one of them. There are many stories, one of the craziest ones. So I explain that, you know, you might want to shift your sofa somewhere else in case it's caving. You know, okay, you know we build the house on top of it, you can't really move it, right?
Oh, dear. I mean, I'm laughing, but it's really not funny when you think about it. That's a serious thing. No, and unless or until something happens, we don't recognize. So let me ask you a question. As homeowners, business owners, give me one or two things that should be red flags for us that we should say, call the Grease Trap Man or Septic Solutions, 2-for-1 special there, and have this looked at. Symptoms or signs or smells that we should be able to say, listen, I need some help here. Do not ignore this. You are the expert, Romano.
Yeah, definitely. So generally around a septic tank or a well, you'll see an increased amount of greenage. So that means that there's leakage or it's
greenage, as in things growing?
Yes, like greener than the regular green. So if you have a lawn and it's green, you know, it's dry season, everything else brown and around there look real green and pretty. That's water there. Because if it's working, then it shouldn't have any water escaping. It's supposed to stay inside, right? So either the well is full and you have that access greenage. Next thing is garden of drains. You know, sometimes you hear the shower or the kitchen or the toilets kind of rise up before they go down. All those are signs. You can start getting odors in the home. So basically, once those pipelines are now full with sewage and it's not going any well for the vents to release the gases on your roof, you know, top of every house have that vent pipe that's supposed to release. So if all the systems are full, you're going to start getting those smells back inside your home, right? So those are all signs or the major signs that you'll get when you're having a pending issue. And that means that it's time to give us a call. Yeah, but inspections kind of save that because you kind of have an idea. But if you run to that point, with all of our clients, once you're in, you get the best service. Our clients is a first time for us and the team. Just a shout out to the team as well who's listening. For us, first time experience is every time. So I don't let the ball down at all in regards to that. So you get the same service every time. And yeah, once you're in, we pretty much put you on schedule so we make sure that your system is working how it should. Or I'll give you the notes.
Yeah. Give me the numbers and then I have a question for you.
Okay, no problem. All right, our telephone numbers is 283-2959. That's 283-2959. It's the main number that we're using now.
Yeah. Okay. So someone says, my parents, I now live in my parents' house. They've long since passed. But they used to live in the country. They used to keep animals. There was an old well there. And now there's a suck well or something like that they have. But this old well, the person says all they did was basically cover it over so that nobody could fall into it. Mm-hmm. They say it's not deep, but before they covered it, they realized that it's wide but not deep, and they just covered it over. So would that be a problem, having an old well like that, especially with land, the earth moving and things of that nature?
Well, that's a good
question. What should they do? Like take it off, recover it, fill it in? Should they do?
Yeah, so basically with that, that's actually a soakaway, and a lot of those was existing, similar to what we have, what we call a pit toilet back in the day. They just dig a hole, and in the countryside, it's a little different, depending, it's clay, so they can't go deep anyway. So there's a lot of different scenarios there. But if it's not deep, it's not a major concern.
Right.
But you can put stones in it and marl fill, because that doesn't move. If you fill it with mud moves, so eventually it'll become a little hole, you know. So that's one of the things that pretty much happens. So just some stones, as you're in your yard or whatever, you can just pack stones in it and put more out. But I wouldn't worry too much about that because you have a proper well. So yeah.
Okay, good friend of mine. I understand why you're packing. That's what you're panicking. That's why.
That's why
the grease trap man is here. He does that to you. Gives you great information while causing you to panic and think about things. But instead of panicking, being proactive.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's how we like. I know that we as a people are not proactive, you know, unfortunately, because a lot of our medical issues, maybe roundabouts, stoplights would have put sooner. So the reality is that we're not. You know, it's a Caribbean culture, but the reality is that we try to promote that, to be proactive. Yeah.
Okay. What about new builds? Talk to me about new builds and trying to get it right the first time.
Well, truthfully, you know, your contractor will pretty much, because you have your plans and stuff like that, and everybody can't read the plan. But the reality is that there, you know, organizations that you can ask, you can call Water Authority, you know, for installations with grease traps and stuff on the South Coast. They have the formulas of what size you're supposed to use and different things like that. And then the guys from EPD are very helpful. For many years, we always call them, can we dispose this, can we dispose that? So those are the two organizations that I know. And then Town and Country Planning, of course, right? So when you're talking about new builds, definitely for supplying, if manholes and that kind of stuff you are, but there are many different suppliers on the island in regards to your septic tanks and stuff. But if you have your contracting and they're doing that, that's fine. If you want us to install a septic tank or dig a well, you can call us and we can do that, install the grease trap and stuff. But generally in your contract with the contractor, with the building, that's all those things are already in there. So we come in for maintenance. But if you want us to come by and have a look, you can give us a call and we can always schedule an inspection and come by and have a look for you.
Okay, because that was going to be my last question. What does that look like signing up with you guys and How does that work?
Yeah, just pretty much a phone call. That's all, you know. There is information on our websites, www.septicsolutionscaribbean, and also www.greasestrapman.com.
Okay.
Yeah, and we want to touch as well on the many grease trap men out there. So the name of the brand has become a slogan for other grease trap men. And we have a lot of clients saying, just last week, we had a lady saying, but so who was doing my job for this time? I said, well, the impersonator, because we have clients that, you know, believe it's us and they trust us to do their septic services. And pretty much there are people pretending. So I always want to warn people, make sure they're in their branded clothes. None of my guys know that even if I see a color on them that is not part of our brand, it's an issue for me, right? So everything must be in our color coding. So our guys are always branded, our trucks are always branded, and you should be getting that nice service and the nice smells that we have. All of our trucks don't smell as bad as the others. That's a little secret.
I love it. Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning, Romano Blemmon. Always a pleasure and always informative. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, you take care. See you next time.
Babes, wake up now. I smell something outside. Grease Trap Man does only do grease traps.
Nah, trouble not your heart, my love. Don't forget, the sister company is Septic Solutions, so they do more than that.
Wait, you mean them does do everything?
Girl, they're on top of everything. Cleaning and pumping wells. And don't forget, cleaning septic tanks too. Squeaky clean, man.
I hear you.
And if the manhole block up with feces, they can clean that too. They have these cameras that just look through the line, just peek through and see if everything clean and clear, along with a technique called hydrojetting, so that everything could be brand new. Let's go back to sleep and call them in the morning.
Yes. I love you.
You always got the right solutions, my sweet doo-doo.
Call 283-2959. Septic Solutions and the Grease Trap Man. Two companies, one vision.